every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
Out of the car. Get out of the car.
Renee Nicole Good wasn't a lot of things, but she also wasn't someone that deserves to be used to further divide Americans by the desperation of a governor and a mayor drowning in an ongoing fraud investigation.
Our police, many of whom are Somali themselves, are trusted partners in keeping people safe. They will not collaborate with any federal agency around doing immigration enforcement work. They will not cooperate with ICE agents.
Minneapolis will continue to be a safe haven for undocumented immigrants.
In Minneapolis, we have your back. You will be protected and respected by our city employees, regardless of your immigration status.
I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the out of Minneapolis.
Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law.
She also doesn't deserve to be used by the Mockingbird media as gasoline to be thrown on a fire.
As the vehicle passes, you can see the dark colored SUV driven by Renee Nicole Good. That's on the right there in the back. The surveillance video taken by a home nearby. Agents can be seen milling about near the vehicle, then converging on it. And then you see right there the SUV begins to move, and that's when the shots are fired.
There's not the slightest doubt in your mind, having viewed it, that the victim, you still believe that she deliberately tried to ram him despite seeing this video.
Look, I don't know what is in a person's heart or in a person's head, and obviously we're not going to get the chance to ask this woman what was going on. What I am certain of is that she violated the law. If people want to say that we should have a legitimate debate about, you know, what was she really doing, right? Was she panicking when she drove into this officer, or was she actually trying to ram him? That's a reasonable conversation. What's not reasonable is for so many of you to plaster all over the media that this was an innocent woman and that the ICE agent committed murder, which is what many of you have said explicitly and some of you have said implicitly.
She also wasn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. And she wasn't merely a legal observer. She was an anti-ICE radical and apparently knew exactly what she was doing.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. That was her goal.
Did you guys know that she had enrolled her kid in a charter school in Minneapolis that was training parents to fight ICE? Because she absolutely did. The New York Post has an article out where they dug into this Southside Family Charter School a little bit. Apparently, this school is where Renee Good, who was fairly new to Minneapolis, was introduced to ICE protesting in the first place. Oddly enough, this school sounds way worse than a leering sitter. It was opened in 1972 to have an unabashed focus on social justice education. No, really, this is straight from their website. We integrate social justice into every grade level, telling the stories of the people, not the people in power, and helping students understand history and their role in making the world a better place. A gym teacher who retired last month said that current events like George Floyd were a regular part of the curriculum. This is for little kids. So the article goes on to say that it was through her involvement with the community at Southside Family Charter School that Renee Good got involved with ICE Watch, a group dedicated to disrupting ICE.
And clearly her wife knew as well.
You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead.
So as the left continues down this path, it appears that Renee Good will only be the first of many. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric, without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globals call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Excuse me. This is not Brianna Morello.
Yeah, just kidding. It's Rob Due. That's right. I'm bookending the weekend here. I started... did the last show on Friday for Harrison, and now I'm doing the first show on Monday. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Due. Thank you for joining me. If you watch that John Bowne report, he really put a lot together of, you know, we don't know everything about Renee Good, but she doesn't deserve to be used as a trophy for the left to say, oh, you've killed somebody, now we have to go after ICE and whatnot. And I have a lot from this, and I think I'm going to start with Jen Psaki. I don't think I'll play the whole report, but she came out, and this came out about a Huffington Post posted it yesterday, and she's trying to say, she was trying to steer away from the guy. You can see her hand turning the wheel. And well, we can watch many angles of that and look at that, but just look at how, what I'm more interested in is how Jen Psaki is trying to sway public opinion by opinion, just blatantly lying. And she's using her opinion, of course. But her opinion is, oh, ICE is bad, so whatever ICE is doing, we have to put it under this lens of being bad. So I think we'll go to that first. I'm going to take a lot of calls today, too. So we'll put out the number, in a little bit, and then we'll start taking calls. We don't have any guests lined up, although Brianna Morello may be popping in. She's on a bit of a mission, and I'm not sure what I can say about her mission, so I'm going to let her say it. But it has to do with her role as a Pentagon reporter. So let's go to Jen Psaki. This is a 4-minute report. I'll probably pull it out before that, but this just... listen to the words she's using. We've seen all the angles. She's seen all the angles, but her angles tell her something different than what your eyes see. Because, you know, she's with MS now, which is, I guess, MSNBC. That's their rebrand to try and save face from lying to the public for so long. Here it is.
But I did want to start tonight with a new video of the shooting in question. Because today, a right-wing outlet was the first to obtain and publish that video, which MS Now has now acquired as well. It is yet another angle of Wednesday morning shooting. And this time, the video is from the perspective of a phone held by the shooter himself. And the right has quickly jumped on this new footage. I mean, they are all over it, claiming it somehow vindicates the ICE agent responsible for killing Renee Nicole Good earlier this week. They claim that because the shooter appears to fumble his camera and because you can hear a loud noise, that this video must be evidence that Renee Good ran over or hit the agent with her car. That is what they have been blasting everywhere. But if you look at all of the evidence we have seen so far, that does not appear to be the case. Because so many people were filming this incident when it happened. We have a lot of footage that captured the scene
right there
from very different angles.
I want people to go back just a little bit. Bring it back up on screen. You can see where she's backing up, and she's got her wheels turned to the left. And then she backs up with her wheels to the left, and then she turns them to go straight. So you can see how she turns them, because they're saying she turned the wheel. Well, yeah, she turned the wheel because her wheels were completely left. But we'll continue. That's just the one thing they're going to say. Look, she's turning the wheel.
Three different angles. And while I'm not a crime scene expert by any means, I certainly don't claim to be one. But when you put them all together, which we've tried to do here, the picture of what happened on Wednesday morning gets clearer. Now, DHS has said that the reason there was such a large ICE presence on that block to begin with was that an ICE vehicle had gotten stuck in the snow and other ICE vehicles had arrived to help get it out. Residents, seeing the large ICE presence, then began blowing whistles. You can hear them right there, to warn that ICE was there. And they also started to film. That's how we get a lot of this footage. So today's new video shows the shooter filming with his phone as he walks around Renee Nicole Good's maroon SUV. Good then tells the agent, "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you."
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you.
Okay. You then see Good pull forward slightly. You can see it on your screen and gesture for a vehicle to go around and pass her, which it does. From here, two things happen on opposite sides of the car simultaneously. The shooter continues circling the car. In the video on the left, you can see him filming the person who appears to be Good's wife as she films him and shouts at the officer. Now, in the video on the right, on the other side of the car, two more federal agents get out of this silver pickup truck and approach Good's car. Now, if you listen carefully, you can hear Good telling the agents to go around. Okay, after Good tells the agents to go around, they then told her, you could just hear that, to get the F out of the car. Good then backs her car up, away from the agents, apparently to leave. And today's new video shows her hands turning the steering wheel, clearly pointing the car in the opposite direction as the agents before she proceeds to drive forward, of course. And at the same point in the wider video, you can see that her wheels are already turned away from the agents as she begins to move forward. Okay, so that brings us to the piece of this new video the right has absolutely latched onto. A moment of impact of some kind in which the shooter's camera becomes unstable and shaky. And this is what many on the right say is evidence that the car hit the officer. So let's look at that moment on its own. So the right has seized on those 5 seconds, 5 seconds where you can't see much because the officer kind of fumbles his phone to say that the car must have hit the agent who shot
Good. Because he got hit.
They are claiming that that video vindicates the agent for firing those shots. But if you sync up that video with the other angle of that same moment, you can see that the car does not appear to run the agent over. In fact, the agent's feet are positioned away from the car. And as I mentioned, the car is already headed in the opposite direction.
Yeah. It and you can see in that video they keep showing at the end, the agent's feet are still and he's being pushed back. So he's obviously being pushed by the car. He's not moonwalking. Is he now a Michael Jackson backup dancer? No. He's being hit by the car. And so you go, oh, look, she's turning the wheel. Yeah, her wheels were all the way to the left, and then she's turning it to go straight. And then you have, and yeah, they do go to the left as she's turning, but she hit the accelerator so hard you could see her wheels spin. Also, her wife was trying to get into the car, but she was so consumed with I'm not mad at you, bro vibes that she was going after this guy. And I don't know what her mindset is. We're never going to know her mindset because she's dead. But at the end of the day, she did hit the officer. You could see it on the camera. And that's it. But let's look at more. Why did they approach her and say, get the F out of the car? Let's go to clip two. You could just play this. This is like a 3-minute kind of time lapse. And we'll see where we can find the red SUV. We're looking for the red SUV when it comes in. So you can see it over there. There it is. They just showed a second of it. Are y'all there? Okay. This is somebody. There's the SUV. So she's blocking the road. And you can see her blocking the road for a long time. She's not dropping her kid off school. There's no school there. You see a school anywhere? No. We saw the car with the with the dinosaur in the back. There's another car with a shark in it. There's obviously some movie stuff going on in there. But you can see, there she is in the car blocking the road. Okay. That's another car. So this is an operation going on. So what the ICE agents were doing were like, hey, we're sick of you blocking the road. We're telling you to get out of the car. There's another video we saw a few days ago of a lady who had been doing that, been following ICE agents, and they had a local police officer stop and pull her over and say, listen, you can't do this. We're going to arrest you. We're going to pull you out of the car if you keep following us. And there's a reason. We've had police say this. When you're blocking a road, that's an ambush. In any setting in the world, that's an ambush. You can see the car is still there. That's an ambush set up. You always block in the front, the cars stop, and then a car rolls in from behind, and then the ambush team comes out from the sides. Okay, that's what these guys are trained to spot. So when you do that, that's what their mindset is. We're about to get ambushed. We don't think you're a nice person. They're like, oh, well, she's letting the cars go through. She's impeding traffic, and she's doing it because she's been trained to do it. All the stuff from the Bound video. So, of course, that doesn't stop the rest of the politicos from jumping on. Now, we've finally seen Ilhan Omar after days of just, you know, she was running cover for the Somali fraud. She has now jumped out. And she's going to go to the Whipple ICE Processing Center in Minneapolis. So we're going to go to this video now and see what she has to do. But we could see she's been blocking the car or blocking the road for several minutes. They're telling her to get out of the car so they could detain her and move her car so they could continue with their progress. All she had to do was get out of the car, but she didn't want to do that. They wanted to sit and antagonize. They had their whistles on. This was all planned. They're like, oh, they were stuck in the snow, so people just spontaneously gathered around. No, they follow these people around, which Owen Schroer made an interesting point a couple days ago. Saying Pam Bondi said she was going to go after these networks that were setting up, you know, kind of like a quasi-neighborhood watch, but a community watch where, oh, we see ICE here. We're going to send out text to everybody who's on the text list and go after these people and block their progress. So this isn't spontaneous, which... you got to look at this and go, when it leads to crimes like impeding progress, you have to go, well, now we have to stop it. But she hasn't stopped it. None of these networks have been stopped. But let's go. Here's Ilhan Omar leading the charge with her blue binder. Got a little blue binder on. So let's see what she has to say.
Hi, guys. Congresswoman Angie Craig. Hi, guys. Hi. We are exercising our congressional authority. I'm Congresswoman Angie Craig.
Slow down, guys.
Congresswoman Kelly Morrison. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
Can we talk to you guys in there?
Yeah. If we can come past, then we can probably talk to
have our congressional. We also contact our supervision, ma'am.
Yeah.
If you guys can move this way so we can have a conversation with them, that would be great.
Great.
Is that okay?
Please step back. The gate is coming down.
Right there. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Wait, move to the side.
Fuck you, man.
Why do you have your pepper spray out? Why do you have your pepper spray out, officer?
What's the danger?
So she doesn't have much to say. She just wanted to gain access to the facility. He's like, come on, let me in. They're like, no, we're not letting you in. You're not here for dialogue. You're here for some other reason. And the officers seem to be on edge because they're all holding their tear gas canisters.
Man, you should quit your job.
You guys stay.
And now they're going to let her, and it seems like one of her chief of staffs in, to talk.
Fine from behind the wire.
This is Congresswoman Kelly.
Name?
Oh, Megan.
And Megan from Kelly's office.
Hey, do we need to clear the drive so the cars can get through?
Yep, get out of the driveway. The driveway, guys. Get out of the driveway.
Through. Can
we have you all please back up?
This seems to be, yeah. Hit pause for a second. This seems to be that they've come there to create another blockade scene so they can block progress. And that's why they had their large gaggle of people. And then they bring in three to go talk to the agents. And of course, the agents are like, hey, we need to clear these people out. We need to drive cars in. So then they're like, you're right. We'd have no idea. So it's Ilhan Omar and two other House members, actually. I don't know who the other two are. I recognized Ilhan Omar. I didn't see any other squad people. Probably the other reps from Minnesota up there. But let's listen to the statement of the Seattle mayor, because at least she has the balls to say what she really thinks, not just, oh, we're here to talk. We're not here. They're here to impede. And that's what it's always been, because they don't like to see their voters being shipped back to their homeland. They like to see their voters sucking off the government dole and voting to stay in power, to keep these people in power. So here is the Seattle mayor. I think her name's Kristen Wilson. And she basically declares war on ICE agents. Here it is.
Yesterday, armed ICE agents in an unmarked vehicle detained three North Seattle neighbors at Evergreen Washelli Cemetery. I am furious at the federal government's abuse of power. It is unacceptable to kidnap people who are simply going about their lives. There is no place for this in Seattle. This latest abuse comes on the heels of the murder of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis by federal agents. Renee was a poet, a caring neighbor, and a mother. Someone with a family whose community is now grieving unimaginable loss. These are not abstractions. These are real people, real families, and real harm. I know many people in our community are frightened and outraged about the way ICE and other federal enforcement agencies are being deliberately deployed across the country to intimidate and harm our communities. I am heartbroken and outraged, too. This moment demands action. Here's what we're doing. Seattle is a welcoming city. We already have laws in place that forbid our local police from aiding ICE in most instances. The police will adhere to these laws. That's an important step. But it's also true that we have limited authority with regard to the actions of federal agencies. And I know that our existing laws are not enough to keep people safe. So I'm working with Police Chief Barnes, City Attorney Evans, immigrant rights groups, and local leaders to identify every possible legal argument, public resource, and creative tool we can use to keep the people of Seattle safe. This will take all of us. I urge you to sign up for the Washington for All ICE mobilization alerts.
Oh,
and don't stop there.
There it is.
I encourage you to raise your voices and demand that every elected official does what they can to actually protect the people who make our neighborhoods home. This is a scary situation, and situations like this are when we show ourselves who we are and what we believe. Here in Seattle, we practice solidarity. Everyone should be safe in their homes, in their workplaces, and in their city. My message to our immigrant neighbors, this is your city. You should be safe here, and I'm determined to make it that way.
So these ICE alert message systems, what they're created for, they're not created to bring out protests. What they're created for is to create suicide protesters. And that's the big secret. They want people to come out there, get into a confrontation with ICE, and hopefully die. Because they're not going to go out. You saw Ilhan Omar acting respectful. She wasn't screaming through a bullhorn or doing anything to antagonize. No, she's going up there just to look at things and talk with people and just try to create a little blockade. But what they want and what they train these people to do is to impede the progress, to get in their way. And yeah, you know, if they were confiscating firearms or stopping people from protesting, which they haven't done any of that. Nobody's been stopped. They're getting screamed at. They're getting whistles blown at them. They're getting fireworks blown at them, which should be against the law, and I think it is. But they're not stopping any of that. They're only stopping when you're impeding their work. And what is their work? To deport illegal aliens. So these are all basic things. So what they've created are these apps to send people out there. So then say you have somebody who, well, they took the COVID shot and now they have, you know, stage four cancer. Well, what a way to go out in a bang by creating a name for yourself by, you know, doing something, attacking ICE officers, doing something like that, to then be suicided by cop. So then, oh, you get the GoFundMe, you get all the accolades that go along with it. You get memorials put in your name. You get protests in your name. And that's a great way to go out. So they're creating these breeding grounds for literally suicide protesters to go out and be part of the movement. And that's what these things are. And that was the mayor of Seattle. Now, some of the Nick Sorter put this out over the weekend. And this is This is clip six. The locals, they're fed up with protesters blocking their streets. Here's one. This has got some cursing in it. But, you know, I think it was important that this is real life. This isn't staged. This isn't like a movie. This is what's going on in reality, in the world. So I left the stuff in there. And some people, you know, they want to go along about their lives. They're trying to get to their jobs. They're trying to provide for their families. They're not paid protesters. They don't want to be part of that. They probably want to see people deported who are here illegally sucking off the government dole. So here it is, a short one-minute clip from Alia Scootercaster, posted up by Nick Sorter. Here it is.
Begun the Karen Wars have.
And there's only one thing more powerful than teens on social media, and that is Karens battling each other in the streets. That's probably enough of real life that we could get past the great censors at the FCC. And this one might even be worse, but this is a leftist man. This is clip five. He's at one of these protests, and he's calling for people to bring guns and off these guys because they're so angry that their voting base is being deported that they want to resort to violence. Here it is.
People need to fucking show up! We're in armed resistance against the United States of America!
Take your mask off!
This is done! We're done!
What's interesting, you can pull it down now. What's interesting is these are the same people that when Trump was creating the COVID vaccine, they were not going to take it. But as soon as Biden got into power, they were lining up for it. You see, it doesn't matter what reality is, because when Trump was making the vaccine, I ain't taking it. When Biden's making the vaccine, I ain't taking it. You see how that works? Because I have a brain. But what these people do, they follow orders. They're automatons. They get a new chip inserted and they go, okay, well, ICE was great, or rounding up American citizens was great when they walked through the velvet ropes or were identified by different organizations as being on the Capitol on J6. May not even gone in the building. We had some people that were just in the area and used credit cards, and they were tracked down because the, you know, credit card companies were like, oh, here's all the information. We're good American citizens. We're going to help you out. And the telephone companies were able to track all these people, and they showed maps of how they were able to track all the people around. That was okay. No one said anything about that, right? No one said anything about that. But when you have court orders to remove people from the country, you've got people going, oh, you're illegal, you're fascist. It's a court order. There it is. So we got a whole bunch more. I got a few more of these ICE clips. We'll round that out. I got some interesting video from a guy with some contacts in Venezuela about what type of weaponry we're now using. And it's basically FAFO. So you're watching The American Journal. Thank you for joining me.
They looked at sleep deprivation with creatine supplementation. And so they randomized people to either drink a placebo drink or drink 20 grams of creatine through the night, and they kept them awake all night, and they had them do brain puzzle quizzes. And when the subjects were getting the 20 grams of creatine, they did way better on the brain puzzles, but they also complained about being tired a lot less. And so the conclusion is creatine is somehow acutely preventing your brain from suffering during sleep deprivation. And the rationale there is, you know, mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, or the power plant that's producing the energy. Creatine is like the power grid, and it distributes that energy throughout the cell. And so if the purpose of sleep is to restore the energy that you used up, but then you intervene by putting creatine in there, now you can keep that energy going, and you can go more hours before you need to get rest and restore that energy because you've increased your capacity to distribute it.
That makes sense. Used to be people only thought of creatine as being a muscle thing to help you recover. But then over the last year or two, I started hearing talking about cognitive function.
There is some literature on traumatic brain injury where 20 grams of creatine for 6 months doubles the rate of healing.
Whoa. That's incredible.
But it's, yeah, just creatine, I called it more than a performance enhancer because if you just look at where it's distributed in the body, almost every cell and every tissue has the creatine system. And if you look at the literature, they'll say, well, it's more important in certain cells. Like, it's really important in your muscles because your muscles have this very polarized. Sometimes they're at rest. Sometimes their energy demand is going through the roof. And it's really important in like long cells. So, for example, your retina is part of your central nervous system. And it's this really long cell that's coming from the brain into the eye. And creatine helps move energy back and forth. But if you just look at where, instead of where is it most important, you just like, where is it? It's like almost every cell in your body has creatine. And it's helping distribute the energy that the mitochondria make throughout your whole body. And that includes pumping stomach acid. It includes sperm swimming up the vaginal canal. And so if you just look at where it is, you would think that creatine would help a lot more than muscles. And I think creatine is really important because it's not in the mitochondria so much as it carries forth the mitochondrial energy of the rest of the cell. But that also feeds back in the repair functions for the mitochondria. And so I think creatine, optimizing your creatine status is super important. And I think that everyone who's not eating 1 or 2 pounds of meat per day should probably be taking creatine.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So, you know, the leftists are calling for armed rebellion. Oh, there you can see. That's a shot I hit this morning driving in to the office. You can see the beautiful sunrise in the capital of Texas. I mean, isn't that glorious? It even looks good through my dirty windshield. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning if you're just getting up. It's 8:30 Central, 8:33 Central here in Austin, Texas. And you're live watching the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. Last segment, we were playing a bunch of clips of what's going on in the ice situation up in the frozen tundra of Minnesota. And we got a few more clips, and then we're going to move on to some fraud and some government. And I do want to give out the number now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We can start loading up the phone lines and whatever you guys want to talk about, whatever you saw this weekend. Obviously, ice was all over my feed. And this George Carlin clip, which, you know, I reposted it. I found, where did I find? I found this clip somewhere. I downloaded it and posted it. I didn't repost it. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, I've never seen this Carlin bit. I'm not even going to play it because I'm almost 99% sure now that it's AI. I'll play it over here. You can see kind of what it looks like on my phone. But I'm like, wow, I've never seen that. And I've seen a lot of Carlin. And we have a promo that we talk about with Carlin. What, you know, there's a big club and you ain't in it. And I'm watching this and I'm like, you know, wow, this I've never seen this Carlin. This looks like Carlin in his later years. You know, he's got the silver fox hair going on, slick back with a ponytail. This is, you know, early 90s, it looks like. I'm like, well, maybe I missed a part where he was talking about that. And, you know, it turns out I'm pretty sure it's AI, especially when you see the close-up shot. But it cuts to audience shots, so the AI is getting really good, folks. So you got to be, you know, really double-check things at what you see. But what he says, though, when you're watching this, you're like, okay, I can see Carlin saying this stuff, talking about how, you know, you have to have something to stand on. And it kind of goes with what I was showing that clip earlier, the guy saying, we got to come kill you guys. But I guarantee you that citizen was mostly, I would say probably 90% going, yeah, arrest those people on J6. Arrest them. Use every means necessary. You know, unless you're dropping bombs, then we got to wait a few years until other people start investigating. Then we come up with a guy who did all this, and we got him to admit it because, you know, I guess you could get autistic people to do whatever you want after a while. But let's go to this clip. This is footage from St. Cloud. A Somali mob rushes DHS agents during a raid with overwhelming numbers. So this is where they can. You could just kind of roll this. I don't even know if we need audio on it. But you can see there's two agents. And they got people filming them, and now they're coming out of the shopping centers, things they never built, but they've moved into. They didn't build that. I think it was Obama said that. They didn't build that, but they're there.
You didn't build that.
Oh, that's right. It was you didn't build that. Not they didn't build that. He's like, you didn't build that. It's for they. So there they are. So it looks like dudes wearing dresses. That looks like a dude wearing a dress. Is that their Somali garb? Do they wear gowns, kind of like the Arabs? And so they're chasing them out of a parking lot. Our bulb heads, good bulb heads, our citizens out there. Oh, wait, they're not all citizens. And a lot of them been around for 10 years. What do they say? After 10 years, 83% are still on public assistance. Can you imagine that? In 10 years, you can't get your crap together to have a real job that's making real money. No, you still have to be on government assistance after 10 years. Do you think that's cool? I mean, I think you get 90 days. You want government assistance? You get 90 days. That's 3 months. If you can't get it together in 3 months, maybe you're not ready for America. Maybe you need to go back. But they chase those guys off. Now, here's a video of Nick Sorter. Somebody else shot this, I guess. Cam Higby might have shot it. He's credited here. But Nick Sorter is getting harassed by a mask wearer. And I guess they bumped him one too many times. So he pulled their mask off so he could see who was bumping him, you know, just to get a look at their face. But it's okay when they wear masks. Remember, we're not supposed to wear masks. We're criminals if we're wearing masks, unless we're fighting for the Somalis. Here it is.
You only talk to women?
You can't talk to guys like that.
You hit him one too many times. Notice it looks like they're all eating boxes of fudge rounds. Maybe we can find that song, I forget the guy's name, the ginger, Oliver Anthony, the boxes of fudge rounds. They all look like they have boxes of fudge rounds. And, you know, he's probably, I don't know what side he's on in this, or if he's choosing a side, probably not. But you can see most of these protesters, they're eating their boxes of fudge rounds. So, but let's kind of, what I have two clips before we get to the end of our Somali coverage. This is a clip that came out over the weekend. I think it came out yesterday, or at least somebody posted it yesterday, but it's a man probably on TikTok, Talking about a young lady who called for help and a Somali police officer came in. I remember when this happened. This was a couple years ago. And the Somali police officer shot this lady and killed her. She called for help. She gets shot. And there was no protest. There was nothing. Why? It was a Somali police officer. And we're not supposed to say, so we have to turn off our moral compass when it's our political ally, which is the Somali. So, Here's a guy talking about before Rene Good. Here it is.
So do you know who the last white girl to get unalived by law enforcement in Minneapolis was before Rene Good? No, you don't. And I bet you don't know that the person who did it was the first Somali police officer in the entire United States.
Wow.
Convicted of murder. And it was later overturned by the Minnesota Supreme Court. And they only served a couple years. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
Huh. And it's like, you know, they bring these guys up on fraud and they get convicted and the judges go, the white liberal lady judges go, oh, we're going to put these Somalis back on the streets because they didn't know. And this also came out over the weekend. Never forget when liberal paid protesters and one immediately went out and bought drugs. Here's just a... At least he's holding the sign, though. I mean, you got to say, he's still earning his money. Looks like a Hillary Clinton rally, you know. Typical Hillary Clinton rally. Let's go ahead and roll that. There he is. Yeah. Maybe the fentanyl, that's what the fentanyl does. It allows them to still hold the sign. And they don't move. They're not causing any trouble. It's kind of a smart thing to do. Give your protesters fentanyl or give them enough money so they can go out and buy it. So they could still hold the signs and be, yeah, look, see, almost woke up. Not quite.
Son, what you need is some ultimate power.
You think that's what he needs? We give him some ultimate power with the fentanyl?
Patriot punch. That's what you need. Or you could try Freedom Mango, available at the alexjonesstore.com. Wake your ass up, son. Stop doing the fentanyl. We need you out there doing something good, being a productive citizen. Ugh, crazy, crazy stuff. All right. So kind of what's going hand in hand with... Oh, this is the... Okay, we do have some interesting information from the Seattle Police Department. They just gave me these. And so it looked like people had called. They thought there was a kidnapping going on. And so the ICE agents, I guess maybe the police were called and then the ICE agents were called into there. And, you know, people were in a cemetery. There's... I could say three reasons why you're in a cemetery. Maybe four. You go walk your dog at the cemetery or you're visiting a dead relative. You're at a funeral. You're doing a drug deal. Or you're hiding. I think those are probably the four reasons you'd be in a cemetery. So that got the mayor of Seattle all her panties up in a bunch. So let's go to this, and then I'm going to get to Jerome Powell and his statement, because now he's being investigated. And we kind of knew this was happening. Trump had already, you know, shown him how he went over budget. You know, I guess he's building a bike path and was it a lazy river at the top of the Federal Reserve? Is that what they were building? Is that why it cost so much money? You have to carve out the marble to put in the lazy river. And the Cabana Bar and whatever else they're putting at in the Federal Reserve. They're doing a bunch of renovations. And here's Trump building his ballroom, and they're bitching about that. But nobody's bitching about what Jerome Powell's doing. Look, he's looking at it. He's like, let me see that. Let me see this. These numbers are all wrong. No. This is for several buildings. He's trying to get technical with him. Yeah. And Trump's like, Yeah, you think I don't know construction, bro? There it is on the Drudge Report. Trump unleashes criminal probe on Fed chairman. And I want to get to that. We'll get to that in 1 second. But Nick Shirley's boomer bro, Dave, or David as they call him, the boomer zoomer connection, who went there and kicked off the fraud investigations. Because we can't just
look at fraud and look at the whistleblowers. We have to have a Zoomer with a podcast and a YouTube channel go out there with a guy who's been investigating it for years. And, you know, poor Nick Shirley's getting the brunt of the hate from, you know, the Somalis who don't like their scams being uncovered. But here's David. He said there's another video about to come out. There's another video about to come out. The crew just put up this, if you're listening, it's Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar. You know, it looks like a rap video. And they're smoking cigars, lighting them off of dollar bills. This is great, whoever put this together. Does this have music to it? Oh, okay. They do some good work. The Tour Brothers, is that what she said? D-O-R, the Door Brothers, yeah. There they are. I like to see that they're equal. They were going doing some anti-Trump stuff in the beginning, or just kind of like boss Trump. So this is like boss Tim Walz and boss Ilhan Omar. But let's go to Nick Shirley's right-hand man, David, talking about what they've uncovered. This is a six-minute clip. We're not going to play the whole thing, but we'll play a little bit of it, and then you can go find the rest online. Here it is.
So I've been researching this issue of fraud, and most specifically Somali fraud, because it is so gargantuan, for the past 7 years. Many of you are familiar with the video that Nick Shirley and I made. We have a second video that's coming out Monday that is 10 times worse than the original video. It's going to be pretty shocking, and it's pretty graphic. So what I have here is a five-year recap of all of these CCAP money, that's child care assistance payments, for the last 5 years. The top 102 recipients of that, 84 of them are Somali-owned. You know how many children I've seen at those child care centers over the last 7 years? Zero, not one. There's another pile of money, and it's called Great Start, and that money is given to the facility to train their staff. Well, if you don't have any kids, you don't need any staff. Then what I believe is the core of all this is this non-emergency medical transportation. So a search showed that Minnesota recognizes 1,020 NEMT companies. Almost 900 of them are Somali-owned. So in the second video, Nick Shirley and I went to 16 of them. I've actually been to about 70 of them. They don't exist. They're in an apartment building. One of them's a liquor store. Another one's a wire transfer. Another one is something totally unrelated. It's a grocery store. There are no vehicles. And the average NEMT company in the United States has 20 vehicles, and each vehicle generates about $70,000 a year. So you take, you run those numbers, 800 companies, 20 vehicles, $70,000 a year, and it's an enormous sum of money that's going out. So my feeling is that chasing the money transfers and the wires and the SARs is great, but you got to drop like Batman on Minnesota DHS, because they're the ones who are writing the checks. They're the ones allowing the fraud to happen. Look, you can blame the Somalis, but if you stick your hand out and someone puts $100 in it, yet you're going to stick your hand out again and keep the people who are putting the $100 in have got to stop doing it. They got to get out of their office and go out and look at these facilities and say,
oh, you think that's the problem, Dave? You can't have a transfer. You think that's the problem? That they're not going out and looking at where this money's going? You think that's really the problem? No. Come on, Dave. Don't be naive. You've been covering this for 7 years. And he's right. Yeah. If somebody sticks out their hand, they get $100. Can you really blame them for sticking it out again? No. They've been coached. They've been trained on how to set up these businesses. The numbers of some of these places go to Tim Walz's office. And he's still walking around. How long is this going to happen? You know, as we finish this up, let's go to Clown Car, who says Jen Psaki sucks and he wants to talk about the clip. Go ahead, Clown Car. I talked to you on Friday. You actually had a good question for Royce White.
Correct. Captain Clown Car reporting for duty, Rob Deuce, sir. I would like to first of all say that Jen Psaki is not quoting that video correctly. She should have arrows over each one of the officers in the framed head, showing the one that's hidden behind the front of the vehicle and in the line of sight of the guy they're actually videoing. So, yeah, there is a situation where he's probably not being hit by the car, the one that she's talking about, but definitely the guy in front of the car got hit by the vehicle. You should show that video more and more, please.
Yeah, we're showing it. We just showed that back angle, the behind angle, and you could see the guy's feet. If you watch his feet, not the guy by the door, but the guy in front of him, you could see his feet move back like he's being pushed. Okay, yeah, he's not moonwalking. Is he a dancer for Michael Jackson?
Absolutely
no, he's
not.
Being pushed. No.
We need to circle back and get a back shot of a tacky or whatever her name is. Hey, listen, one thing I wanted to bring up. Have you noticed that when the ball dropped, that it was 40 seconds off?
I did not notice that because where was I? I was here, and I think we were trying to figure out. We had this because we have a 2-minute break at the time where the ball would drop.
And we were like,
hey, we're just making sure we had everything ready to go. So we went over the break right there and we were setting that stuff up and we were pouring champagne in everybody's glasses. But I wasn't watching New York to see what happened. But so it was 40 seconds off.
So it not only is it 40 seconds off, even with the 27 second delay. So we have a situation, Rob, where I believe they've been shaving the clock. And I believe that since shaving the clock can take a few minutes, few hours off of a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, is actually a month stolen. So I will figure it out better, but I'm sure people out there who listen to the Clown Car know my conspiracy theories usually are correct. We are being robbed of about a month's time out of the year's calendar through the time.
I feel like time is speeding up. I feel like we used to have a lot more time, and now I feel like there's no time, especially in the morning when I'm trying to get to this show and get my kids ready for school and then driving through traffic to get here. Not one of my favorite activities to do. It is once I'm here on the air, but getting here is a pain in the ass. And I'm always, feels like I'm pressed for time. I was watching the old 80s Flash Gordon movie. Interesting. They just showed this hourglass. And in Flash Gordon world, the sands run up the hourglass. So it could have something to do with it. But there's a theory going around that we've lost several hundred years because a king, it was either a king or a pope, wanted to be ruling during the year 1000. So he got rid of like 300 years. Maybe you guys can look that up and print that out, and we'll cover that because that could be part of the thing. Oh, when we need time, we just do something, and so maybe it is 40 seconds here and there. It's supposed to be a couple seconds, like one or two every year because of the rotation of the earth going around the sun that they go, we lose or gain. I think we lose the seconds with all the,
Rob,
the running around. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And also in the original Bibles, it also says that the time frame, we're about at 6,000 BC. BC, AC?
AD.
AC, DC? So yeah, it's we're in a situation where if you check the original Bibles from, I think it's 200 some odd years ago, it actually tells you the year of Jesus's birth. And right, that would be considered, it's off by about 6,000 years. So anyway, time is man-made. Don't let them burn the books. I'm an InfoWarrior for life. Love you guys. Happy New Year. Rob, do your rule. Let's bring back the truckers' calls. I miss the truckers. Oh, right.
Hey, if you're a trucker out there, call in. I love talking to truckers.
I'm a trucker. I'm driving the kids to Yeshiva right now, so I'm a trucker.
Yeah. Well, that's why you call in, and you got the clown car, so you're packing them in. Love hearing from you, brother. Hey, guys, bring up the Phantom Time Conspiracy right there. That was on Wikipedia, the Phantom Time Conspiracy. The Holy Roman Emperor Otto III and Pope Sylvester, they fabricated Autodome dating to retroactively, according to them... the phantom life of 297 years. So they went from 640. And so they got rid of the years 640 to 911. Oh, interesting. 911 added to the early Middle Ages. So then they could all be, they wanted to rule during the year 1000. Because I'm sure, you had a lot of festivities planned. You're like, we can't wait 297 years. We got a party to run. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Wants to talk about the vehicle that hit the agents. Go ahead, Michael. And then I'll go
Rob.
Chad in Minnesota. Go ahead, Michael. Hi.
Hey, man. Hey, Rob. Appreciate you stepping in this morning. So I think a lot of people are looking at this video as the agent in front of the car that, you know, obviously shows that he was hit. And the question is, could he have gotten out of the way and not fired his weapon? But I think it's way more involved than that. The agent that's reaching in the window has his arm fully inside the window. And at that point, if you go back through history, any agent or any officer that's reaching in a window has a great potential of being dragged by that car.
Yeah.
And that's where I think a lot of people are missing this, is that it's not just the guy in front of the car, but it's just, you know, it's his team.
Right.
It's the guy reaching in the window that could have been hung up by a seatbelt or had his clothes snagged by something, whatever it may be.
And that guy was dragged already, the guy who fired the shot. That had happened to him before.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's like, I'm not going to let one of my, you know, team members be dragged to death. So I think there's way more into this than just, hey, he could have jumped out of the way. But, I mean, she looked directly at him and still gunned it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And she's biting her lip when she does it. And that's usually a sign that you're, you know, you're angry, even though she says she's not mad. When she does that, that usually means that you're pretty angry. And, you know, I was reflecting on what Royce White said on Friday. He said, you know, I think the officer was justified. I don't think he should have shot her. In the end, you know, no one did get run over, but he was justified in doing it. But what happens? You kill a white woman and you're bringing people out. Now you've escalated the situation even more. And you gave the Democrats what they wanted. They wanted a suicide by cop. They wanted a martyr. They wanted somebody that they could build signs to. They wanted their George Floyd. Now it's, you know, Georgina Floyd. They wanted all that. Now they have it. So you got to look at that too. Did that help the situation? It brought more attention to it. Definitely. We're all analyzing, you know, 10 seconds of video nonstop, looking for anything to justify what this guy did. In the end, the courts are going to determine, will this guy get a fair trial in Minnesota? Or will it be a federal trial? I mean, who knows? This is all, something is going to happen if somebody files charges against him, which it doesn't look like anybody's done it yet. But all right, second hour coming up. We're going to continue with your calls. Thank you for calling Michael in Florida. And we'll be right back with the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for joining me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh.